Utah commentator Gina Wickwar.
A young woman chose to end her life 2 weeks ago. I'm inherently against suicide, but her case was so compelling, it's forced me to rethink some of my old prejudices. Her name was Brittany Maynard, and she was 29. She'd been diagnosed with a stage 4 malignant brain tumor known as glioblastoma. Doctors removed much of the tumor, but within 2 months it was back, larger and growing. After much research, Brittany rejected chemotherapy and radiation because, as she noted, nothing can cure glio, at least not yet, and the side effects of such treatments were wrought with pain and suffering. They might extend her life a bit, but not without a significant loss of quality. In addition, glioblastoma itself causes debilitating seizures, horrendous headaches, and terrible pain. Acknowledging this, and after long and thoughtful consideration, the young woman, along with her husband and parents, moved to Oregon, the state with death with dignity law that permits doctor-assisted suicide. Her summer was filled with wish fulfillment, visiting Alaska, Yellowstone National Park, the Grand Canyon, and other places near her Portland home. Then on the day she had chosen to die, November 1st, she ended her life with a fatal dose of barbiturates. Sometime in mid-October, I was at the hairdresser's and picked up a copy of People magazine. In it, I read Brittany's sad story for the first time, and it shook me. As I said, I have never condoned suicide, mostly for personal philosophical reasons and religious ones. But I had to admit that if I ever found myself facing such a horror as Brittany's, I thought I might, just might, entertain the thought of ending things. It was to be expected, of course, that Brittany's assisted suicide would cause great controversy. Supporters of death with dignity, as they call it, think Brittany's death portrayed the rare, courageous self-awareness of someone who knows she's going to die and chooses the time and place. To those who despise the thought of assisted suicide, her death conjures up a slow but inexorable descent into complacency about euthanasia. Today, it is someone terminally ill. But tomorrow, who then might society feel is a candidate? My pay scale is way too low to solve this existential question, a question fraught with theological, societal, and philosophical pitfalls. But I must admit, the story of Brittany's choice has made me more contemplative of the end of my life. If I were in horrific pain, if I could see nothing ahead but grievous suffering, what would I do? Before I knew of Brittany, I would have said I'd soldier on, notwithstanding what God and my human frailty had thrown at me. But now, I have to honestly say that I'm not so sure. This is Gina Wickwar.